Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here and being a part of the show today. You want a simple way to be a part of the show? Just head on over to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you going to listen to or watch the presidential debate tonight? It's going to be a doozy, I tell you. Yesterday's question, do you think Joe Biden will put a lid on a debate and cancel? 45% said yes, 55% said no. Well, we still have about 6 hours. You never know when something's going to come up. Talking text lines, 884-9910. I just received this from a listener, and yes, this is so sad to see all of the fires in California, around the country as well, but three dying in Shasta County. Some people know that that's where I'm from, so I take a long, hard look at issues in Shasta County because my family is still there. We don't know how some of these fires have started. We know how some have started. But what we need to look at is also the big picture. Because you realize every single one of these fires has a direct impact on us. It has an impact on us being tourists in California. It has a direct impact on us when it comes to building in the future, food in the future. Don't look at just the now. Look at and investigate what you believe and what others believe is going to be happening this time next year, or even just 6 or 7 months from now. I mean, look at the lumber industry that has been affected in California. Not just the lumber yards that have disappeared because of the flames, been eradicated, but also the trees that may have been turned into lumber to be shipped out someplace else. You know, yes, a lot of logging in Oregon and Washington, but guess what? They've had a lot of detrimental fires as well. So this is going to be a huge impact on the building industry, on housing. It's going to be a huge impact on food. How many of these fires have consumed farms, ranches, vineyards? Yeah. Once again, they were battling huge fires last year in Northern California wine country. Now it's on fire again. Wiping the slate clean. Maybe this is a good opportunity for all these energy companies to invest in getting all those wires underground, getting the capability of all of our services underground, so the power doesn't have to be turned off on people. So you don't lose your access to the internet. This is really sad. Even though the flames aren't here in Nevada, what is happening there, it's going to affect all of us. So Think about that when you're complaining about air quality. It's not just the air quality we have to deal with right now. It's going to be the quality of life after this as well. It's just terribly sad. Oh, I haven't touched on the extremely fantastic news. Yesterday, I told you about the story of the votes, the ballots being purchased in Minnesota. Ilhan Omar is now under police investigation. That is so exciting. That is so fantastic. I have been reading so many articles about this whole mail-in ballot thing. Pros and cons. I mean, even respected writers that I still follow, you know, doing the investigations of the voting machines can be compromised. They're digital, blah, 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 blah. So they go on to, you know, the pros that, hey, you know, other cities, other counties, other states, they're doing all mail-in balloting and they don't have any problems. Well, no, they do have problems. Because across this country, for the last, I think the survey went to 2000, either went to 2012 or 2014. 28.5 million ballots are missing. And how they know is they track the numbers, you know, who's registered to vote, who applied for absentee ballots, who, you know, blah, blah, blah. Registrars have all the numbers. It's up to those analysts to crunch them all. 28.5 million votes. And every single day, we are seeing more and more people coming forward that have been paid off, even election judges. They've been paid off. People have had their ballots stolen. People have been intimidated, extorted, threatened, especially the elderly, and people with, well, how to put this, not so great communication skills that live in those communities that, you know, their ethnicity binds them. They're like big families. And then that person in the family comes along and tells everybody, when you get your ballot, you need to give it to me. You need to sign it and then give it to me. Some people get paid. Most people don't. You wonder how people get into these positions and they hold these positions. Well, this is how it's done. But we are very... well, I was going to use a big fancy word, but I'll just say it. We're lazy. I get it. People work. Well, guess what? There's early voting. October 17th through the 30th, by the way. There's requesting absentee ballots. You don't have to be physically injured or out of the country now to do that. In this election, if you haven't seen the news from across the country, and I sent this to myself, actually, so I could tell you about it. This is what I like to do. I go on to all the different sites, and then I text myself the information of what I find so I don't forget it. But here's the thing. This was coming out of North Carolina. Okay, I'm a registered Democrat who has received 3 mail-in ballots in North Carolina. My husband is registered differently and has only received 1. I know not everything is a conspiracy, But so I wanted to look on, you know, the information that the people were talking about in this tweet. And it was very interesting because more and more people are coming forward saying that they have received multiple ballots. Now, why is that? Well, what do you do if you receive an extra? Oh, must be a mistake. Throw it away. A lot of blank, unopened ballots have been found in dumpsters. People are getting military ballots that were supposed to be mailed to our military. This is bad. It might not be happening right here in Reno, in Washoe County, but it is happening across the country. If you see anything, it goes back to the same old, same old. If you see something, say something. Take pictures. If you're a Democrat and you think something's going on, go to your Democrat Party headquarters. If you're a Republican, go to your Republican headquarters. If you're an independent, go to the Republican headquarters. You'll have a better experience. I'm just saying, we all have to keep that eye out. Because Democrat operatives have come out and said, yeah, we used to change thousands of these things. Not hundreds, thousands. How many votes have been manipulated, stolen? This is your voice. There is no 100% guarantee that your vote will be counted. It's impossible. Because even that person counting your vote, opening it up, registering it, there is the possibility that they will throw it out because of a signature. If your signature is off. And far too many ballots are thrown out because of signature, and not enough ballots are thrown out because of signatures. We need a better way. We need a better system. What that is, don't ask me. I still prefer the in-person, electronic, with a paper trace receipt right there. So I will be in-person validating or in-person voting. I just feel comfortable with that. You have to decide what's right for you. But I urge you, urge you that if you do a mail-in ballot, you take it directly to your registrar of voters. At least then you know it got there. Now it'll be just a question of signatures. Amy, hang on the line. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to be right back with you and the topic of ballots right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica J Show. And just for those who are emailing me, yes, we had a little glitch on KSVL. So ghosts in the machine, we like to say. But hey, it's all electronics. You know, all those components made in China. Did you ever watch Armageddon? It just, you know, it happens. So we apologize for that. And trust me, we are constantly working on it. Hey, let's get back to the talk and text line at 884-9910 and check in with Amy this morning. Wants to talk about ballots. Hi, Amy. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi. I took it on a fluke. I was listening to the show and I says, well, I got to call and let you know what's going on. I have a son that is currently serving in the U.S. Navy, and he is deployed. And this is, he's not alone in this situation, and he's having a very hard time getting an absentee ballot sent to him. A lot of times when they're in the military, he's grew up in Douglas County, registered to drive in Nevada, because they move all over the place all the time. Mm-hmm. And the state he lives in right now will not send him an absentee ballot. And he's having a hard time getting someone in Douglas County to listen to him to send him an absentee ballot. He's registered to drive in Nevada, and he can't get a ballot to vote. And every single time he's been deployed, this is his 12th deployment, and every time there's been a presidential election, he's had a very hard time getting one, and he's even having a harder time getting one now. And a lot of his Navy friends and all the people he's deployed with is facing the same situation.
Now, being in the military, since he's gone through this before, does he have to register in the state that he's living in at the time at whatever base?
It doesn't work that way. It goes with their driver's license, because if he was to get a new, if he was to change his driver's license, he'd be getting a new driver's license every 4 years. So his driver's license, and this is one of the things that they're allowed to do, is still registered here in Nevada, because he would be moving every 4 years, and he would have had like 9 different driver's licenses at the time.
Have you made a complaint with the Secretary of State's office?
I didn't know to do that.
I would make a complaint with the Secretary of State's office, because they oversee all elections. So even though we have a registrar of voters in each county, ultimately who is in charge of the elections is the Secretary of State's office. So if something hinky is going on, then I would definitely just go straight to them and say, hey, we got a problem here with the military votes. But, you know, Amy, yeah, unfortunately, even when his ballot comes back, because that's what we found in the trash, back east, is military ballots that had all been filled out for Trump that were just tossed.
Yep. And that's the thing. A lot of the military will be voting for Trump. And this is one of the things that some of the military doesn't even get to vote, because they can't even get their ballots.
Yeah.
Because states clamp, a lot of the states associated where he lives, may not support Trump, and they make it just very hard for these military personnel who are protecting all of us to get a ballot to vote for their commander in chief.
Yeah, because 90% of the votes that always come back for the military are going to come back for whoever the Republican candidate is, because the military is, I think, greater invested with the Republican Party, because we believe in them. We believe in the freedoms. We believe in the rights. We know what they're doing, you know, and their sacrifice.
Right.
So, and Democrats just don't.
They don't give a shit about duty.
Yeah.
And
they don't. Yeah.
The military, right there in their, when they go down and sign up for the military, they say to defend the Constitution of the United States, and they are basically part of the United States. The government owns rights to their person, because they sign their rights away, so they defend our country. And a lot of these liberals don't care. They don't understand that if we didn't have the U.S. military, we wouldn't be the United States of America.
Yeah. Well, and honestly, Amy, they would prefer it that way. They have no problem with the Marxist agenda. So, Amy, thank you so much for calling in and giving us the heads up on this. And I hope he's able to get this worked out and vote. Again, Secretary of State's office, they have an election department strictly. Give them a call. Amy, thank you so much. And thank you. Tell your son thank you for his service as well, because we do. We cherish our military men and women. And that's the funny, just hysterical thing with Biden trying to say that Trump disrespects our military. That is the farthest thing that could possibly be from the truth. And our military knows that. So they know. They know who to watch out for. Time to take a quick break. That's what I got to watch is the clock. We'll be back with more of your text and your emails. Got another interesting one with those elites in control. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here on this terrific Tuesday. It's the Monica Jay Show. Poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you going to listen to or watch the debate tonight? We're going to kick it off. We'll have live coverage of it here starting at 5 o'clock on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So you can take us anywhere that you are going. So if you got to work and you don't got a TV, guess what? We're here for you. We're always here for you. Live stream. What can I say? Yesterday's poll question, you think Joe Biden will put a lid on the debate and cancel? 45% said yes, he will. We still have, 6 more hours or so. Hey, taking a look at some of the headlines today. Ooh, Reno Tahoe Airport makes best small airports list in the U.S. The Discover blog, liberal rag. So probably because they canceled the president, probably got him on that list. If you live in Lyon County, they have got a number of seats open for citizen advisory boards and planning commissions. If you want to take control and have a say of what's happening in your community, you need to get involved in opportunities like this. It is imperative. And for all you Yogurt Beach fans out there, oh, I love Yogurt Beach. Ooh, a swirl of chocolate and vanilla, a little bit of strawberry on top. North Carson, Yogurt Beach, it's going to close. But you've still got the East Williams Street one. And something that doesn't seem to be coming up in the news anywhere that I've seen so far, a bunch of kids at Carson High School got arrested yesterday for screaming Black Lives Matter in the halls of the school. Interesting, that's not being covered. Well, maybe later. Now that I've mentioned it, maybe somebody else will pick it up. Let's go to the talk and text lines. We have them packed. So Alan and David, hang on for just a moment. Right now, we're going to head to Joel, who wants to talk about the elections. Hey, Joel.
Hi, Monica. How have you been?
I've been great. Long time no hear from. What are your thoughts on the elections? We're 35 days away.
Well, I just want to put you and your listeners' concerns about election fraud at ease. As you know, here in Nevada, we only have one, and I say this with air quotes, Republican in Washington. And regardless of the 700,000 harvested votes in Houston, 140,000 New Yorkers receiving ballots with the wrong names and addresses, military ballots being thrown out, numerous Project Veritas election fraud videos, with only the most recent one regarding that lovely woman, Ilhan Omar. And on a personal note, my late brother, who passed 8 years ago, received his ballot recently. So
yeah,
this is only a short list of... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, my producer, who has been in his apartment for years, received a ballot just now for his the person who lived there before him years and years ago. So.
Nice. Yep. Well, this is only a short list of the election issues that have been reported, of course. But on August 6th, our congressman had disagreed with President Trump when he said that Democrats are trying to steal the election. And since he's been in elected office for nearly 24 years, he's certainly in a position to know about stealing elections. I thought that something was fishy with my loss in a primary election, but clearly I was a sore loser. I yield to the knowledge of a career politician. I have to admit that I was wrong to ever doubt that there was anything questionable about the results in my election. So, you know where I'm coming from.
I know, but you're being sarcastic. Yes.
No, I would never do such a thing. I think it was unfortunate that the only air quotes Republican in Congress from Nevada it was a no-show when our Republican president came to speak in his district.
Yeah.
But as always, he was clearly making a difference for us here in Northern Nevada, and he was just too busy to make an appearance at that event.
Yeah, of
so,
course.
As I say, I want to put you and your listeners at ease and say that if our congressman says that the Democrats are not trying to steal the election, we need to stand behind our elected, air quotes again, leader, and stop making all this noise about something that is clearly not happening.
Yeah, just like those riots. Joel, thank you so much for joining us, and I hope to hear from you again soon. Let's go to David on the lines, 884-9910. Hi, David. You want to talk about the ballots?
I do. Thank you very much for taking my call, Monica, and you do a great job for all of us citizens here in Northern Nevada keeping us
informed. Oh, thank you, hon.
Thank you. You do a lot. My little bit of a contribution here is a suggestion as to how we can overcome this curveball that's coming at us with an inducement of ballots where we could have 6 million ballots get turned in for a state that has 1.5 million registered voters. What do we do? Simple solution, doesn't cost anything. If everybody who did use the mail-in system wrote their DMV number in the lower right corner, handwrite it in, front page, lower right corner, mail it in. Then, after the election, we know our president, my commander-in-chief, is bringing litigation about this. These ballots are going to be stored in a warehouse, and there's going to be counts and recounts circa Gore Bush 2000, right? So these ballots will be warehoused, and everybody who's taken this extra step to identify their mail-in ballot as being valid by putting in their own DMV number, not Social Security, but DMV, to match their address, their name, and that ballot with them. It might be, say, 300,000 people, right, who have a valid mail-in ballot. Thereby, a judge is going to hear this case, and a judge can hear an argument from our attorneys on our side to say, hey, only 300,000 of these 6 million ballots can be honestly evaluated as being valid. We're going to throw out the other 6 million that are obviously fraudulent.
Damn it, David, where the hell have you been? That is an incredible idea.
Well, it's obvious that they're going to try and steal this election. They just want us to circle like monkeys, circle little circles on a piece of paper and send it in their system, thereby confirming that they will steal the election. If we use their system without a curveball back at them, head high, with litigation to follow for voter theft, ID theft, voter fraud, it'll be so much easier to track all these things, because any ballot that doesn't have this and might have the same name, the same address, multiple ballots, all these other issues will all get thrown out. And the only way to actually separate the wheat from the chaff is to have this one validating, or in the Navy we say a checksum, a way to have a number to establish its validity.
David, I am going to have my producer call the Secretary of State's office right now. We are going to get one of the election officials on, and we are going to find out if this is valid, because I know some places you can't have anything on the ballot, can't write anything on the ballot. But I want to see if that's actually possible. And you could have just changed the face of balloting here in Nevada and maybe all across the country. David, thank you so much for thinking outside of the box and doing some critical thinking on this. You are absolutely awesome. Wow. That's how this works. We come together with our ideas and we make it happen. Alan's on the line right now, wants to talk about Biden. Hi, Alan. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Monica. Glad to hear you're excited.
I am excited. I have, like, hope for the election now.
So do I. Boy, more than ever. I just wanted to touch on that little video that you shared about Joe Biden talking to our service members,
mm-hmm.
and the colorful way that he told them to applaud.
Yeah, you stupid bastards.
That's it. Well, I was told not to say that, so no. That's why I didn't.
That's okay.
And I hope everybody remembers that and sees this video and realizes this is how he treats our service members. And then there's that other video from back of a year and a half ago when he told the union or told the worker that he don't work for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember that?
And when,
like, who does he work for?
And
we know that.
And when he works for the Ukraine and, you know, whoever pays in the highest, you know, like China, because we also have the video of him. See, the Dems just don't get that these things are being recorded and they will be researched, because what they do is put out a false story in an article in a newspaper nobody reads about Trump saying something that he never said. And people come forward and say, no, I was right there the whole time. He never said that. But we actually have audio tape and visual of Biden making his comments.
At least we know one thing. He can open his mouth and really stuff a foot in it.
He can actually put both feet in there and both hands. So, Alan, thank you. I know that's a visual I probably shouldn't have made. But, Alan, thank you so much for calling the show today and keeping up on these issues. You know, this is the thing. The Democrats are just, they're going crazy. Because, like I told you before, they never thought Hillary Clinton was going to lose. Never thought it was going to lose. It is so important for us to see, and I know if you're listening to me, you see what's going on. You get it. It's to let others know. You're basically protecting all of these ignorant white 20-somethings, liberal, privileged, you know, showing up in the Mercedes, a rented Mercedes, to drive through Louis Vuitton stores to loot it. You know, that must be nice. You know, I usually think of criminals in a beat up, jacked up truck or, you know, old model sedan. But now the privileged ones have moved on to the Mercedes. Watch the videos. It's hysterical. But here's the thing. You're not only protecting this country, you are protecting them as well. They will never be grateful for it, because they will wake up in their, you know, 30s, 40s, when they decide that they want to have a family and maybe have a home. They'll wake up eventually. And they're going to appreciate, but not say anything, because people never admit they're wrong. They'll appreciate this country being kept safe by the silent majority. And I believe we still are the silent majority. Even though more and more people are coming out, there's still a hell of a lot more of us. Democrats, independents, Republicans, that see what Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all of those senators who even refuse to meet with Amy Coney Barrett, won't even talk to her. Really? She will be a judge on the United States Supreme Court. And this is the respect that you have for anybody? That's pretty disgusting. Because whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, if you are in office, oh, hell no. You better not have the attitude that you don't work for us. That's on city, county, state, and federal level. We are the ones. Remember, we are the ones with the power. We're the ones with the power to shut down our businesses, and we're the ones with the power to open them back up. Stick around, because I'm going to blast something new that I waited for a couple of days. I wanted to see. But a brand new CDC story. I'll give it to you right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. As we wrap up the show today on Debate Day, we will be airing the debate here tonight, right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That was today's poll question. Do you plan on listening to it or watching to it? Paisans tonight, 5:30. I will be there with a whole lot of Trump swag, because we're going to have trivia. We're going to have a viewing party. It's $25. It's not a fundraiser. That's just the cost of the food. But we are going to party, because I'm going to have all kinds of free stuff. And of course, your 99.1 FM Talk bumper stickers. And just all kinds of goodies for you. So I hope I see you there. Now, the CDC has admitted the death count is wrong. Okay, they're not tracking, or they're tracking all the numbers, but the numbers being released are the deaths with COVID, not from COVID. It's being reported, all the numbers, to put you in a state of fear. It has been proved 90% of the tests testing positive are false positives. And now Fauci is even saying that, wow, you know, people aren't getting the herd immunity like they should. But what? You've kept us from getting herd immunity. You and all the other vaccine pushers and Democrats who want control of everyone's lives. They've been pushing a lie to see how far they can go before you push back. The survival rate of this scary, scary COVID-19 is 99.9%, or if you're elderly, 0.6% survivability. Why are we still shut down? And why are we still wearing masks for a virus that was misrepresented in the media to kill an economy of a world, not just of this country, but of all countries, to become dependent? China's social credit system is tracking and punishing their citizens. They have amazing crimes against humanity. Men, women, children, different ethnicities, different religions. Now they are being taught, and if the bishops and the Christians don't agree to it, they disappear, that Jesus was a murderer. Yeah. They're just rewriting everything. And all you have to do is ask yourself, who supports China? Who supports all of this nonsense? Who makes money from China? Who makes money from the Ukraine? I'm not going to say just Biden, because it's not. It's Schumer. Not Schumer, sorry, it's Pelosi. Well, maybe Schumer. It's the rhino, the biggest rhino in Republican history. Mitt Romney, look into that. John Kerry. This is why, if you vote Democrat or any of your friends vote Democrat, they are putting the nails in the coffin of this country. And this is where we fight back. Thank you for joining me today. Guess who's coming to town tomorrow? Yeah, I almost said JFK Jr., but it's the same thing. No, it's Donald Trump Jr. Go to events, Donald Trump, for the campaigns. Get your tickets. It's a small location. They're going to go out fast. No cost, though. Have a great day.